I'm your host, Christopher, and with me is my mom, Sandy.
Morning.
And my brother, Matthew.
What's up?
And my dad, Alton.
Whatever.
Okay, I guess first we'll do, if there's any weekly news that anybody wants to talk about or any quick stories. Mom, do you have anything you'd like to share with the world?
No,
this week is
kiss off.
No. No, I can't really think of anything exciting.
Okay, I have one then.
That's not really groundbreaking. I guess what? I saw a movie on YouTube that's like 20, 30 years old. Woo!
Well, I have a short story. We went to a birthday party for my niece who was turning 5, and they had a bouncy, one of those bouncy air castle things. And so, of course, I went in there with all the little kids. And one thing I noticed is as soon as an adult gets in a bouncy thing, it is immediately Lord of the Flies. Seriously, let's kill the adult. I think part of it, too, is the kids just like having an adult that they can jump on. But one thing I've noticed when you play with little kids, they do not understand pain and how you can really hurt somebody by, like, punching them in the face.
Or the crotch.
Yes. I actually had to tell a kid to stop punching me. But it's a lot of fun. But it's kind of scary because when you get a pack of these kids together, there's like, no society or civility. It's just a
mob mentality.
Yeah. And, like, they would jump as high as they can and land on my back or on my face or whatever. But, you know, I could see it coming so I could protect myself. But
so you really want a bunch of kids during the riots of the steel thing?
Oh, yeah, they'll just go monkey crazy on people and jump on their faces. And one little girl, she looked so sweet and cute, and she was in there. And I was like, okay, y'all, you know, watch out for the girls. And she just slapped me in the face. And so I was like, holy cow, you know. But one really neat thing is Ariana was in there with us.
Who's Ariana?
Ariana's my daughter, 3 and a half. And there's a couple little kids in there. So I was making sure that when people got knocked down, they wouldn't. Because when you're bouncing around, little kids are landing on people and each other and kicking each other. And I was trying to look out for the little ones. And so all these kids just dogpiling me, jumping on me, and it was fun. But Ariana would run up to me and go, get off my daddy! And she was grabbing these big 8-year-old kids and like pulling them off me like mad. And I'm like, it's okay. So it's pretty fun. It's pretty neat. And I had to tell her, you know, we're playing, but we call her the enforcer. Because at home, if I tell her, you know, Sarah, you need to do this, or Sarah says, Chris, you need to do this, Ariana will go, you don't talk to mommy that way. You don't talk to daddy like that. So she's the little enforcer. Okay, so that was my story.
But it was fun for all the kids, now?
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. It was. They really liked it.
They love an adult.
A couple of the little boys, I think their dad works out of state a lot, so he's not there. So they kept coming, you're so much fun to play with me. And they would just hold on to me. And I was like, I got to play with all these kids. And they just kept like, throw me in the air, and do this and this. I'm like, man, there's like 10 kids in here. So it was a lot of fun.
I don't want to get academic on your story, but I'm going to. It reminds me of a quote from Goonies. Kids suck.
Do these topics off the top of your head, answer them. So, number one, if you could clone yourself, would you?
We'll go. I wouldn't. No.
No, you would not.
Once enough.
If there was two of me, we'd have to fight to the death, and the winner would be the new me.
Heck yeah.
You could charge tickets.
I would, yeah. That way I could send the clone to, you know, to work and church, and I could just stay home.
And see, that's what I would do.
Yeah,
It depends. Yeah, what if the clone went bad or something?
No, but then the clone thinks, you know, here's the issue. If it's an exact clone, the clone thinks he's real. And you're the clone.
Yeah. Yeah, and then he'd come home and be like, what are you doing in my house, clone?
And then you're doing, what are you doing in bed with my wife? Right? Because it's his wife's
shit. And the clone might be
They actually had that in the movie. With Michael Keaton, he had like 3 clones.
Multiplicity.
And each one was a little different.
Or in Arnold Schwarzenegger's The Sixth Day.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think I would clone myself because then he could do all the crap work and I could do all the fun stuff. But then it depends on if the clone went,
we're not talking about a subservient.
You would always be at odds with each other because, like, I'm the real me. Yeah. I'm the real me. I'm the
how
real
would you
me.
Do that?
And then you lose
You'd
your
have to, like, cut off one of his ears so he's permanently marked.
Yeah.
How does the clone know he's a clone?
That's true. And then if he's at work and you go to Walmart and people are like, hey, I saw you at Walmart. I'm like, no, that wasn't me. I'm like, no, I was at work.
You're fired. Like, you got your ear back.
Yeah, and then someone else is like, he was at work. If someone had food stuck in their teeth, would you tell them?
Do you like this person?
Okay, let's do 2 scenarios. One is somebody you know, and one is a stranger. Like at a function.
If I knew him pretty well, I would kind of say, yeah, you got something.
Hey, freak.
You got
something in your teeth.
It's kind of hard to do, isn't
it? Well, you would want someone to do the same to you, so I would say, hey, learn some basic hygiene. Right?
I'd run up and slap him in the face and say, brush your teeth!
Yeah, I'd just walk away.
You're on your own, chump.
And then the second one, the second part to that?
Oh, the second one was...
If you didn't like them.
If you didn't know him, it was a stranger.
If it was a stranger at like a function, a birthday party, something where it wasn't like a stranger on the street, but like at a party or something.
I wouldn't.
I'd get up to tell a joke so everybody could see him.
smile. I'm going to take a picture.
You have such a wonderful smile.
Okay, can you name the seven dwarfs in Snow White?
Stinky.
There's no stinky. Goofy. Sleepy. Dopey.
Sneezy.
Grumpy. Chumpy. Sneezy. Happy.
His lumpy one?
No, lumpy.
Fatty? Did you say no happy?
Fatty. Grumpy? Ooh, did happy, you say grumpy?
Yeah, you have to have grumpy, sneezy.
Clumsy? Is that one?
Angry?
Dopey.
Dopey. That's dopey.
Doc.
Doc.
Doc. Wheezy?
Wheezy.
Wheezy.
She said Doc.
That's it. That's seven.
Do you don't have a list?
No.
You don't have the answers to this?
I just have questions.
Those are just cards. Yeah, I think we named them all.
Okay, who was the bigger icon, Johnny Carson or Lawrence Welk? I don't even know who Lawrence Welk is.
Johnny Carson. Well, Lawrence Welk, y'all
I mean, I've heard the Lawrence Welk show. Was that the PBS guy?
Johnny Lawrence Welk was the guy in the premiere.
Maybe
but apparently Johnny Carson, since we don't know.
Yeah, that's I should have screened these before.
Yeah, we had a research.
Okay, plastic surgery. Would you or wouldn't you?
Hell yeah.
Yes. Well, it depends on the circumstance.
No, I mean, cosmetic. Not
like cosmetic, not like if you were burned or something.
Your
like
eyes lifted, your nose
elective cosmetic surgery.
I think yes, but I think some people would go too far. But if you avoid the extremes, sure.
This is about you. Who cares about other people?
Oh,
would
yeah.
you?
I don't need it, but yeah.
I have my leg open.
So would it.
I got one leg that's short.
Oh, okay.
Would you?
Maybe. If it was money not an issue?
Right. No, money's no issue.
Yeah, sure, I would. Why not?
I think everybody would. Why not? You have the money, I think.
I thought it would be neat to have an extra finger. What grade did you enjoy the most in school?
Kindergarten and college or
young? Yes.
Like purely class time or the whole year?
What grade?
I guess mine would be one of my years in college. Say my last year. There we go.
I think mine would probably be maybe, I don't remember it too well, but maybe 4th or 5th grade, I think, as far as the most fun. After that, it's just too much work.
I would say this year in grad school for me.
Okay.
So you guys are living in the past.
4th was my best year.
Glory days are over, buddy.
Done with school.
Yeah, that high school diploma was tops for you, huh?
Yeah, as far as I needed to go.
What was your favorite grade in school?
Favorite grade in school.
Grade? I mean, like first, second, third?
Yeah.
That's as far as you went?
High school was the best. We had the best.
That's not a year.
Senior year? Senior year, yeah.
Okay. Swimming with sharks.
No.
Mm-hmm. Would you swim with sharks?
Wait, hell no. You're talking about like the skinny dipping or like in a cage?
I'm talking about swimming.
Skinny dipping.
Know.
Yeah, well, I guess if you were with the sharks, the swimsuit doesn't really. We're going to do in the water, just freestyle with sharks, and then also in the cage. So freestyle.
No.
I wouldn't.
I'm not talking about like out. I mean, like, you know, like where you can swim with them.
Where you pay money to do
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
I'm not sorry.
No.
I wouldn't. No. Would you?
If they're smaller. Not like an 8 foot.
Yeah, because that just can't hurt you. Piranhas, you know. Real thing.
Yeah, you know, take. Yeah.
They could turn.
I'd spend the money on blood, so.
What?
I'd be editing that out. Okay, in the cage.
Cocaine. No.
Would you swim the shark in the cage?
No.
Is it in the cage with you?
Oh,
yeah.
Okay,
2 inches, one baby.
If I was in a cage and they were outside, yeah, I might do that.
Yeah, if it was paid
no,
for.
No,
you're
in the cage with
them.
Oh, no. Do I have a gun?
Yeah.
We won't work in it, but only one leaves.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could do it. That's easy.
I would in the cage for sure. Why not? What could go
if
wrong?
If they're in the cage, are you?
No, you're in the cage.
You're in the cage.
Yeah.
Oh,
they could go. They could go crazy.
Yeah, haven't you seen Jaws?
I know. Hello.
No, it's the thrill.
He broke through that cage.
Be awesome. Then you got to swim to the bottom to get your thing that fell out. Yeah.
You do.
Okay, yeah. In a cage. I don't know. Freestyle. I mean, that'd be little ones.
The guy likes swimming with dolphins and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Hello, that's different.
No, and dolphins try to mate with people.
Really?
Yeah. And people try to mate with dolphins.
Yeah. Okay, next topic. Are you aware of Snuggies?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
No.
The blanket with sleeves that's on sale on TV. And
no.
You put your hand in, it's a big blanket. You have to put your hand in.
Now you know.
So you can... So. Like if you're laying with the blanket on and you have to use your hands to hold a book or glass, your hand is outside of the blanket. Well, it's got the sleeves, but it's a blanket, so you can...
Okay.
Okay. Well, Now they have Snuggies for dogs. Your thoughts? Go.
I'm not a pet lover, so I think that's the place.
Asinine.
What a waste of money.
And you like
you like that, huh?
Maddie's not even going to be on this podcast.
That's not a bad word.
You can't say ass.
Asinine is a real word.
People
it's not
it all the time.
Asinine. That is not a bad word.
But kids may be listening to it.
I don't think kids are going to listen to it. Mom said retarded. That's retarded.
I got to cut that out.
That's
worse than asinine. Say retarded.
Asinine is not a bad word.
Got to be politically correct.
That's like I couldn't say Hoover Dam.
You have to say Hoover D-A-M-N.
It's an asinine.
Well, it's D-A-M.
Oh, D-A-M. Snuggies for dogs. I think it's a noble effort to keep your dogs warm, but overall it seems somewhat silly.
The dogs are naturally warm anyway.
Dogs are made for outside. Yeah, they need
so
a snuggie.
Warm.
It's cold outside.
Well, and they die.
Okay, next topic. Okay, so you know we live sort of rural area. What are your thoughts on houses where there's no fence and their yard is full of chickens and they run alongside the road? Yards with chickens.
That's mine.
I think it's fine if it's not, if they don't come into your yard. Are you talking about in general, or what if it's your neighbor?
Well, I'm just driving down the side, driving down the road, and there's a house and they have chickens in the yard, and the chickens are like on the side of the highway.
Is it in town or out of country?
Both.
Well, I mean, town, that's
not.
It's not good in town, but out of country, I think it's great.
Yeah. I mean, if you're on a country road, sure. If you're on a major highway. And or you're in the city. I mean, there's certain public rules you gotta follow. And if you're on a highway with 60, 70 mile per hour speed limit, and you got chickens, you could cause a wreck. And you are responsible because those are your chickens that cause a wreck. You know? So.
True. Well, that's for stupid people who try to avoid a chicken. You run it over.
Well, I mean, but a lot of people are like, "Oh my God, don't be wrong!" And then they swerve. You know, I mean, not everyone's a highly trained driver.
Or if you're driving a Kia that weighs like 200 pounds, that chicken could possibly flip the car.
How did they know it's not really a white, small deer? And you know what kind of damage a deer does to a car. See, so they might be like,
well, my thought is, at what point does the chicken become free game? You know, like, when
stop and grab the chicken and take it home?
You know, that's what I would, if I had a house and I had all these chickens running around, I would be worried that the chicken would go, you know, cross some boundary and then it would disappear.
As soon as it crosses the road.
Okay, are there any other, do you have any Thanksgiving traditions? Memories.
I remember in elementary school, the big deal used to be to trace your five-finger hand.
I'll make a turkey
unless
out of
you,
it.
I guess you were a client and you had six fingers, but yeah, five-finger hand, and yeah, you make the turkey.
You make just the head, the thumb.
And
piece of feathers.
I learned that.
And then we would always dress up as either a pilgrim or an Indian.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
And then we'd come home on Thanksgiving with the family, and then we'd run around the table going, you know, making Indian.
Were the outfits made of paper? Is that...
I think it's just a headband, like a cardboard headband.
Yeah,
I forgot about that. It seems when you're in school, and it might have just been where we grew up kind of in the Midwest, but, you know, Thanksgiving, it was really emphasized, you know, the pilgrims and the Native Americans, pilgrims on the side, and, you know, the true meaning of Thanksgiving. But, and maybe it's because we're further south away from where that occurred, but Thanksgiving is, it's about turkey.
And football.
And football, and eating with the family, and getting ready for Christmas.
I remember actually in grade school we had like a fake Thanksgiving thing where we dressed up probably that same day, and they had like a table with the corn and the cornucopia and all that kind of stuff, like in the gym, like a little presentation or a skit or something.
Mm-hmm. And I wonder,
I don't know if the kids do that now.
I wonder if the kids do that in this region.
I don't know.
Yeah, because we're like the opposite end of where the pilgrims
are. Yeah, and there's just a lot more different cultures here, so they kind of bring their own aspects to it.
Yeah, the Indians here killing the Quonquas. The Quonquas kill the Quonquas.
Oh.
Different.
What three things would you take with you to a deserted island?
Are all your necessities provided, like drinking water?
No.
It's an island.
It's an island.
So you're just going to be dropped out of the air on an
island? Yeah, like survival. You're dropped off with three things. Okay. Make clothes. I mean, I guess you have clothes. On. What three things would you take with you to a deserted island?
You're kicked out of an airplane or something. You have nothing but your clothes. What would you bring?
I would take a swim flask, my beads, and a book.
Your beads?
My beads.
What beads? Yeah. Oh, to make stuff?
Mm-hmm. My hobby. So I'd be busy.
Okay.
And swim flask has all your vitamins and everything you need. So there you go.
I would bring a water filter pump system. survival handbook.
Can I question? Yeah. What's axe for? The sharks?
Axe and stuff.
You're on an island.
Yeah, trees.
You gotta eat.
Oh, see, I'm thinking about a sandwich.
Everyone's like, you need like a knife. A knife is really good, right? But you can't chop a tree down with a knife. You can't make an axe too well with a knife. But with an axe, not only can you fell a tree, but you can also chisel stone and whatnot to make
a spear.
To make a spear or knives or whatnot. So that's it. Yeah. One of us would last longer than the other.
I got my two best.
With the axe, then I get everything you got too.
I was going to say a knife, but since your axe makes more sense.
No, I'll change it.
Take a little
knife. Okay, knife.
Use your stupid answer.
Two flint things to make fire, and water your fire.
No, that's it. No.
Yeah, Matthew said that.
Take a bottle of water.
PlayStation.
The car door so I can roll down the window when it gets hot.
I would take a large knife, not a small knife, but a large knife, like a not a machete. Well, I guess a machete. Machete or a bowie knife, a large knife. I would take a box of those big matches and a pot. That way, you know, the knife to kill animals and make spears and whatever. I can use it to dig. And then once I want to cook something, I can have the pot. In a way, use a pot to boil the water.
Right. Y'all gonna be out there hunting and cooking and all that. I'm sitting back drinking my student bag, reading my.
But you're gonna take one.
And then you die because the water's poisonous or tainted.
I would say one.
You're gonna.
Take a case.
That only lasts you 6 days.
Well, you rush me by then. So, when you decide, were you taking inside that.
Water filter?
Swiss knife?
You change your knife to an axe, right?
No.
No, Matthew had an axe, so. Yeah. Knife. What was the other one I said? Flint to make fire.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then a crank operated lantern.
Okay.
Or flashlight.
Was a dynamo from the dynamo or whatever?
Yeah. It would be neat to take a radio, but depending on where you're at, you may not pick anything up at all, so that might be kind of worth it.
If you're on a desert island.
It depends, yeah. So a lantern at night in case, you know, keep the animals away or something.
Okay, so out of all that, who would survive? Who would everybody think would survive?
Because based just off of what you bring?
Like what everybody brought.
Not you.
It would probably be Dad or Matthew, because Dad's got the pot to boil water. Otherwise, if it got to where there's no way to purify it. Well, I could boil the water, but I don't even put it in. So I would have to carve out a log or something.
You can carve out a
coconut.
Log.
You can carve out a coconut.
I could do that. Yeah. So,
or you, could get
so
like
you don't need the pot.
You can just get like a basin and put red hot rocks into the water basin and boil it that way.
What is this basin going to come from?
Rock basins.
Rock basins.
Oh, I'm assuming there's different things.
So I guess me and Dad would be on equal footing. Matthew has the book, which
tells you what plants you can eat. Or
I thought you thought
well,
about
make
shelter. Well, the water purifier, I think, is what's going
to
save you.
Because, I mean, how do you know how to make shelter? I mean, you can figure it out, but, you know, optimize your time. Getting what animals to eat, how to make a fish trap, you know, downstream and catch the fish.
Well, I think where the book will really come handy is how to make snares and traps.
Mm-hmm. Plus you can burn it.
Plus you burn it. You tote paper.
Tote paper, that's right. And something to read so you don't go insane.
Cool. Yeah. Thank you for listening to TubaCast Episode 4.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Okay.
You can contact me at christophertupa@hotmail.com and check out my website at ctupa.com.